Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Greg Crawford on Sports Business Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time. But if you miss it, then it's always podcast, so you can catch it at any time. And it's kind of dedicated to the business of sports, which I love. My three main interests in sports are sports business, basketball, and golf, in no particular order, but I enjoy talking about them. I enjoy talking about them on the radio. And it also is the last Tuesday of the month, so that means that we're going to bring on my favorite basketball league. We're going to bring on four coaches. Tonight we're only going to be able to bring on three, because Kyle Gray, who normally joins us, the outstanding coach at Everett Community College, is not able to join us tonight because of an illness in his family. And I'm sure he's taking care of that, and we appreciate that. But we've got three outstanding coaches that will still join us, and they're going to do that the last Tuesday of every month. We started this in April, we actually started in March. I apologize, and we're continuing it on, and it's a lot of fun. As I said, the NWAC is my favorite basketball league to follow, quite frankly. Sorry about that, other leagues, and I love basketball. But I am Greg Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. And also, I am the Chief Operating Officer of Kiyokawa Crawford Sports Management. You can go to that website, and it's Kiyokawa is spelled K-I-Y-O-K-A. WA, and we do a lot of stuff with basketball and golf, among many other things. And you can just give us a call or email us, and glad to talk sports, anything along those lines. But we start this program out the final Tuesday of each month with Mitch Freeman. He is the coach, the head men's coach at Peninsula Community College. Colleges in Washington. I don't give them the proper title, Mitch, so I might have used that. Peninsula College, right?
Yep. No, we go by Peninsula College, and they've been doing that for a number of years now, and we don't have a community college, but it's still part of the NWAC, and thanks for having me on. Sorry I missed last month.
Not a problem. My pleasure to have you on. And I did want to ask you, Mitch, give us a little update. How is recruiting going for you, and how have things been since we talked to you the last time?
Yeah, recruiting's going great. We're able to sign three players, and I think we got just one more committed, but haven't actually signed him and can't really talk about him yet. But we have two kids from Alaska, a really steady point guard out of Fairbanks, and then we have a kid out of Wasilla, a 6'3", 6'4", shooter, and then we have a kid from Los Angeles, 6'5", wing. So we're excited about all the kids that we're bringing in, high-character guys that can help bring a lot to our basketball team.
Mitch, I'm not afraid to admit this. I'm never afraid to admit mistakes. Sometimes I'm late to the party. I never started following the NWAC closely until about 5 years ago. But now I follow it as close as can be. What are some of the questions that recruits, parents, and that you can think of, and the recruits themselves want to know about the NWAC when they're considering going to school?
Well, I think a lot of the prospects, AAU coaches, not necessarily all the parents, but the coaches or the guys that surround the recruit want to know how we can elevate them and get them onto a bigger and better program, whether it be a high-level Division I program or a Division II. So that's always the one question, not actually concern, but sometimes it can be a concern, but question the coaches and kids will have. Families, I think they want to know whether we're going to take care of their child in terms of helping them prepare them academically, and they're ready to move on to the next level. So they're ready academically, and all the finances that go along with housing and food, because Peninsula College is in a unique spot. We're kind of away from the city, so you're going to be in a smaller town, but a town that you know, housing and food is a little bit different than in the city. So we think it's a great spot in terms of it's a college level feel, more like a 4-year level. But those are always concerns that mom and dads have. So,
Mitch, tell us a little bit about your fan base and you know the fans of Peninsula College in all sports and your basketball team. I think that would be of interest to our listeners because everybody's got a unique fan base in the NWAC. That's what makes it kind of special.
Yeah, and I think we're obviously an exception to a lot of the schools in the NWAC that we're in. It's like a small town and people are very, very supportive of Peninsula College and all that goes on and at our college. And so we'll get tremendous support night in and night out. Our games are typically going to be sold out with, you know, 600 to 800 people at our games, and we travel really well. And that was one thing that I was so shocked by this past year when we went to the NWAC Championships, and our women placed first and we were placed third overall. And we had a lot of support there, and so it's a great place. The community is so supportive of all our athletes and all the kids on campus, and so it's a different feel than other junior colleges. I think having coached at different levels and recruited junior college kids, sometimes it's just a different feel at other schools that are closer to the city, which a lot of the NWAC schools are. But I'm biased. I think Central College has the best fans in the NWAC.
I often think the culture and history of a program gives a program, obviously, a psychological edge. I'm a Linfield guy, so I know factually people are intimidated by Linfield in athletics a lot of times. But how does that experience this year being so successful, how do you carry that over to next year? You lost a couple players, but you're still going to have some good ones back.
Yeah. Well, to add to the first part of the question, Peninsula College has been successful for a long time. From Mark Amarell, who coached way back when, who I worked with at Cal Poly, to Peter Stewart, to Lance Van Vogt. The success is because of the school. I mean, because of this college and the way that the administration has been so supportive of all of us coaches. And we're, you know, we have only 2 sports, 4 teams, soccer and basketball. So a lot of our resources can go into those 2 sports. So we're fortunate to be able to have resources that some other schools don't have, with full scholarships and we have jobs providing for kids and again, the community is so supportive of what we're doing. So I think that's a big reason why Peninsula College is successful. Now, for us, this past year we had a successful year with majority of all of our freshmen playing and playing a lot of minutes. And so we only lose a few guys, and we bring in a number of guys that we think can help us continue to do what it is that we have done to be successful. And we have great kids that really want to be successful at Peninsula College.
And for yourself, what's the biggest challenge you face, Mitch, coaching in the NWAC and at a junior college? And I know you really enjoy your job. Your enthusiasm is kind of infectious. But what's the biggest challenge for you?
Well, the biggest challenge sometimes is that having a kid for 2 years it's going to be kind of hard because we got a chance to really get to know these kids, and every year, every place I've been at, it's been, you know, 4 or 5 years, you're going to have a kid and family, and you really get to connect with those guys, and you see them go from boys to men, and we have some guys that are going to grow up quickly, but it's still 2 years is a short amount of time, and so then you got to kind of rebuild and reload, but that's a challenge I accept and I like, but really get to know these kids, and you build strong relationships with the families and the kids, and it's going to be tough to see the kids we have this next year leave and depart the program. I mean, hopefully they're on a bigger and better thing. But that's always a challenge. I embrace the recruiting aspect of it. I think there's obviously limited resources, but, you know, there's limited resources for most all of our NWAC schools. So we're kind of all playing with the same the same obstacles and the same challenges and whatnot. So, but I think that, and I would love to see the kids for a little bit longer. So that's always that's a big challenge for me, especially the way we try to go.
Final quick answer on this one, Mitch, on the question. Great job by you tonight, by the way. Would you I'd like to see an expanded NWAC season. That's it's something that I'm a little bit prejudiced about. But would you like to see the NWAC play more games?
I wouldn't mind seeing some more games for sure. I would really like to see us expand into some national JUCO in terms of playing some sort of either the West Coast or national tournament. As opposed to just playing in the NWAC. But I absolutely would like to see it. I'd see some expansion. The only thing with that is the drawback is the finances. But I definitely think that trying to play more teams, like we don't play some of the Southern Oregon teams, and just depends if we get stuck in a crossover tournament with them or not. But absolutely, I think I love the exposure for all of our athletes. And getting them out there and notoriety for the schools and getting the NWAC basketball on a different stage, a different level that can get more exposure would always be good for all of us.
Very great. Good job. We'll talk to you in a month or so and have a great start to the summer. Mitch Freeman, the head men's coach at Peninsula College, and great to have him on the program. Now we're going to go to a person that we've not interviewed before, but looking forward to having him on each month, T.J. Cowell, the head men's basketball coach at Tacoma Community College. And T.J., I got your name right, correct?
Yeah, it's Call. Yeah, T.J.
Yeah,
Call.
Yeah, and I appreciate it because I've heard it pronounced various ways, so I want to be sure and get it right. And thanks for joining us tonight, and we love having you on. And tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Tacoma Community College, TJ, please.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you having me, Greg. It's great being on here. It's good to be back in the Northwest, you know, being at Tacoma Community College, which has such a rich tradition in the NWAC. It's been down the past couple years, not to where it should be. And I love having the responsibility and the challenge to bring it back to where it should be.
What is your biggest challenge in bringing it back to where you want it to be? And I imagine, you know, obviously you have a lot of enthusiasts to be coaching in the NWAC and at a community college. But what is the biggest challenge you face, maybe outside of recruiting?
I think the biggest challenge is just all the worthy competitors that are out there in the NWAC, all the young coaches that are on the grind every day all year long, that have the same goals that we have, that are just trying to get the same things accomplished that we are, and going head to head, whether that's on the court or off, and the worthy competitors.
TJ, I think that the great part about the NWAC, you see some small towns where schools are located. You see some large areas, some in the middle. Tacoma is certainly a thriving area, and I imagine that doesn't hurt.
Well, it's a great place to be, and there's such a rich basketball tradition both here and in Seattle, but Tacoma is so proud of its basketball. It's a really tight community, tight basketball community. They support their basketball. Everyone knows everyone when it's, you know, all the way down middle school, all the way through the community college here, and up through the universities throughout the area. So it is definitely a rich basketball tradition. It's fun to be a part of. I'm proud of it. It's a big responsibility, and it is just exactly like you said. It's a great place to be as far as the schools and the NWAC. I grew up in Reedsport, Oregon, which is a small coastal town, which is right down the road from southwestern Oregon. And I remember going down there, which is, like you said, it's a smaller town. A school that recruited me a lot out of high school was Umpqua in Roseburg, which is another smaller town. And then I actually went to Lane Community College my freshman year to play. In Eugene with all the tradition with the Oregon Ducks and the Oregon programs. And then to find myself in Tacoma right here in the heart of it all, it's been a great journey so far, just getting started.
you've hit it all, and yeah, you're getting started, but I know you're going to be successful. How is the 2015-16 team shaping up for you, and have you been pleased with your recruiting so far?
Well, I appreciate you telling me that I'm going to be successful. That's nice of you to say. But going into next year, I'm very optimistic. Really excited. Getting that first year under my belt, it was a long season. We didn't get to where we needed to be, and we just didn't finish the season the way that we believe that we should play basketball here in Tacoma. And we have a lot of pride in that. And knowing that I have the responsibility to bring it back is an important thing to me. And we're right where I want to be at this point in the off season, knowing that we're still behind a lot of teams, that we have to outwork all our opponents, but that we're bringing in a great group of guys. We're bringing in the right guys, the guys that are going to work hard, that believe in what we're doing, that are going to get down and get dirty with us and just keep fighting and keep competing as long as they're here and as they move on in their lives, whatever direction they go, whether it's basketball or not, that they're going to keep fighting and getting after life, whatever they're doing. We've signed 6 guys so far, which is, you know, coming in, we only had 1 sophomore leave, but we also, we finished the year with a small roster because there was just only a select group that can make it through the end. All the trials and tribulations, but we've added a really good group, and I'm excited to get those guys on campus. We have a good sophomore point guard that is coming back. He's a Tacoma kid who's kind of been around the block. Patrick Ling coming in. We look for him to be a leader for us this next year. He put in a ton of work in the offseason. He's really excited about his opportunity. And then we have five other freshmen that are coming in from all over the place. We've just tried to get in contact with whoever we can and find the right kids wherever they are. And that includes a couple guards out of Las Vegas, a wing out of Northern California, and then a 3-4 man out of Clackamas, Oregon. And then finally our power forward, undersized powered forward, Stephon Shaw right here out of Tacoma, which we were glad to get a Tacoma kid. We want to build around Tacoma, but we know that we're going to have to win some games, and we're going to have to get the people bought back into what we're selling. And we believe we can get those Tacoma kids back in the mix.
And we'll look forward to seeing you again. I understand you're going to be back playing in the holiday tournament, Christmas tournament down at Clackamas Community College. That's always really a fun tournament, and I know a long tradition of Tacoma Community College playing in that tournament.
It was great going back there last year. I'd been in the Midwest for a few years, and to see Coach Wagner, he puts on a great tournament, and he recruited me a little bit out of high school. Has always been a real stand-up guy, and I loved being a part of his tournament and the competition that was there. And it's a great tournament. We'll be back this year and hope that we can keep coming for years to come and hoping that we're putting up an even better fight this next year and trying to make it to that last day playing in that last game.
And, of course, the gold standard for hospitality rooms.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best.
TJ, in closing, I'll ask you the same question that I asked Mitch, and I know you were listening. Would you like to see a longer season in the NWAC?
I would love that idea. Let's play more games. Let's extend the season. That's why we play the game. That's why we play basketball. That's why we, you know, compete in any sport. That's why we train all year long, is to play in those games. And the games mean so much to these guys. And it's so much, you know, we put so much time in the off season to prepare for that. And then it seems like the season flies by. And I understand there's a lot of constraints. So I'm just kind of wishing and hoping right here. I understand the money and all those things. So I don't know how realistic the idea is, but let's play 40 games like the NCAAs and see who's the toughest, the strongest, and who can play the longest. And I'd be right there. I'd love it.
Hey, it's a great brand of basketball, and it needs to be expanded. And, you know, part of school is the student. You know, not everybody's an athlete in school, and I always respect that. Some people like science. Some people like the band. You name it, music, anything. But part of the experience of any student is an athlete is playing games. So to me, it's just part of the student-athlete experience. We'll hopefully put a little pressure on here and get that going. Got a lot of power on this radio program and all the other points that I do. So we'll try and make that happen. TJ, thanks for your initial appearance here tonight, and I hope you had fun.
I loved it, man. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to the next time.
You betcha. 1 month or approximately a month from now, that's TJ Call, the head men's coach at Tacoma Community College. And let's close out the program with another guy that's doing a great job, Aaron Landon, the interim athletic director and head men's basketball coach at South Puget Sound Community College. Aaron, has that interim tag been dropped yet? Any news you want to give us, or should we just move on to basketball?
Yeah, I mean, I know you got to do your monthly check-in on the job status, but as of today, I am the interim athletic director, so I'm here to talk some basketball.
Very good, and I'll start you out with the question I've asked the other two coaches tonight. Would you like to see an expanded NWAC season?
A longer basketball season? Yeah, you know, I think that what would probably make the most sense is starting it a little bit early. You know, in California, for example, they start, I believe, the second week. So pushing it up so that we could start playing 8th, 9th, 10th of November. Start it a little bit earlier, that makes sense. I'd be for that.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, I think the NWAC is, you know, basketball, it's, you know, I'll give this credit to Bruce Chopka at Lane Community College. It was Jeff Gabor who just recently left his position to seek some other opportunities at Mountain Community College. Says it's the NWAC is a pure form of basketball. And the reason I bring that up, it's catching on more and more, and the crowds are getting larger each year.
Yeah, I think the leadership is doing a really good job. Marco's on it. I think there's kind of a movement to enhance the entire postseason experience and the tournament. I've always kind of thought the NWAC was unique and exciting just because of how big the championship tournament is. And so I think it's only going to get better, and just excited to be a part of it at my college.
Aaron, you've been busy in the recruiting arena in the past since we talked to you last time. Give us a little update. Talk about the players you recruited. And it's always fun to see their pictures on Facebook with their mom, dad, their family. I love that.
Yeah, I love it too. And the truth is, you know, they say less than 1% of high school seniors are going to sign athletic scholarships to play in college. So it's a really fun moment. We got off to a really good start, and we've signed 4 guys so far, 2 from Northern California, 1 from the Seattle area, and then we just got an all-state player from Utah who's going to move out here, and he just signed with us. And so, you know, we're still offering guys. There's going to be a big 2 weeks for us coming up. I just got back from the Bay Area. I was recruiting an event in California, and we've got, you know, another few guys that will either be on campus for visits or that I will be going to visit here in the next 2 weeks. So it's crunch time for us recruiting-wise. We've got a good foundation. We just need to fill in some final needs, and it's going to be a really exciting year for us.
Aaron, I firmly believe that any basketball coach nowadays, especially a head coach, it's pretty much 365, 24/7. Are you going to get a little downtime this summer, especially with your extra duties of being the interim athletic director?
Yeah, I mean, it's you're completely right. It is. It's 24/7, 365, and yeah, I mean, I'll definitely make sure I enjoy the summer once recruiting kind of slows down a little bit before everybody comes back. But, you know, the NWAC, it's a cool place. It's great for me. And I told you I was down in the Bay Area recruiting. My family's from California, and I got to see them and, you know, see friends. It's a great situation for me, you know, on the West Coast, growing up here and now living in the Pacific Northwest. I'm happy to just kind of be able to coach in the NWAC because that means I can drive, you know, anywhere on the West Coast to see my family or friends and get those breaks in. So I probably won't take a huge vacation this summer, but, you know, I'll definitely fit in some good trips, you know, between signing guys and then getting going on the 2016 class that we should probably start working on later in the summer.
Aaron, you are a successful basketball coach. You really know the game. Your peers think you're terrific. Are people playing too much basketball these days? The injury count is up dramatically in almost every league. Is that, you know, bodies need to rest. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I'm glad to ask. I've been talking about this pretty candidly with some people, including recruits, because I feel strongly that we're playing too many games. You know, AAU basketball is a wonderful thing. It's a great, you know, venue for student athletes to get exposure in the off season. But we can't just play. We have to have skill development and kind of that, you know, that off season, that real off season where you can go out and work on your craft. And, you know, to speak real candidly, I thought that it was kind of stupid that the narrative of this tournament in the Final Four was that we should shift the rules and, you know, make these rule changes and the game, you know, is down because the defenses are too physical. I think the reality is, you know, people just don't shoot as much as they used to. They don't just go to their gym to shoot. They don't go to their, you know, park or driveway to shoot because we're playing so much. So, you know, I still think you can play a ton in the summer, but even if you cut it down to, you know, guys playing, you know, 30, 35 games at AAU, I think that's plenty, and we need more time just developing skills and making sure that, you know, things like shooting and ball handling aren't getting lost in today's game as the landscape has kind of changed.
In the NWAC, to be fair, you often see a lot of wild passes that aren't real effective. It's a great brand of basketball. You and I know that. Is the art of passing a little bit lost in the game of basketball nowadays, in your opinion, or is it just that we focus more on it?
I think all the skills, it takes a lot of time to be skilled. I think that, you know, passing is one of the things. My team turned it over, you know, more than I was happy about this year. I think passing and just kind of, you know, all of those skills, it just takes time. And, you know, players, it's not just, you know, I had a young team. I'm not throwing them under the bus. You know, just playing at the college level, it's so much more physical. Getting off those passes now that were easy to, you know, rip across your chest in high school, they become a lot tougher when you've got guys that are, you know, 19, 20, you know, 21, 22 years old, and they're playing physical defense and they're in your face. So, I think that it's a blend of developing those skills and also just making sure that your body is making that physical adjustment as you come in as a freshman and then, you know, progress on to your sophomore year. It's such a big jump in the NWAC, freshman to sophomore, but, you know, that's why we really value our time working on those skills.
Aaron, we've got a little less than 45 seconds left in the next month or so. What's your biggest challenge as a basketball coach?
Biggest challenge, you know, I got to be honest, right now, Greg, it's a good time. I don't feel like we're behind or anything like that. We've got a great foundation to our recruiting class, and I am on some guys that are really, really good right now that I didn't necessarily think that we'd have a shot at, so no complaints up here. Life is good in Olympia, Washington. It's almost summer. So, you know, nothing that we can't handle up here.
Very good. Great job tonight, Aaron. All the coaches were tremendous. This is a good program. And if you're listening the first time, it's going to be on the last Tuesday of every month. Good night, Aaron. Good night, listening audience. Keep listening. Spread the word about this. We love our listeners, and don't forget to make all your free throws. Good night to Aaron Landon, South Puget Sound Community College interim AD and also head men's basketball coach.
Thanks, Greg. Have a good night.